Hello, everyone. This is Jennifer Grable, Family and Consumer Science Agent with the North Carolina Cooperative Extension. You may have heard or seen that the Nutrition Facts label is getting a facelift. It's about time, since many people find the current label confusing. The update is the first major change in 20 years. One of the things that I like is that you will see the number of calories is bolder and bigger, which makes it harder to ignore. The serving sizes are more realistic and updated to reflect what people typically consume. After all, no one only eats a half a cup of ice cream, and those 20-ounce soda bottles will now be one serving because most of us drink it in one sitting instead of the 2.5 servings it really is. One of the most exciting things is that they will finally report how many added sugars are in something. Currently, in the old label, it does not distinguish between naturally present sugars, such as those in fruit and milk, and those that are added during processing, such as those added to fruit yogurts and breakfast cereals. Added sugars are a source of empty calories that contribute to weight gain. In healthy foods like fruit, those sugars are also accompanied by beneficial nutrients, so people should not be afraid of those naturally present sugars. They will also be adding information about the amount of potassium and vitamin D in a product. Potassium is key in maintaining healthy blood pressure levels, while vitamin D is essential for our bones. However, most people are deficient in these two nutrients. There are still a few changes that we would like to see, especially the daily sodium limit is only being reduced to 2,300 milligrams, where most people should shoot for only consuming 1,500 milligrams a day. But overall, we are very pleased with the changes. And they've already got some of these new labels in the grocery stores, so you can look around and be sure to read the label, whether it's an older version or a new one. We are finally heading in the right direction, and I will continue to encourage everyone to read their nutritional labels before making their purchases. When in doubt, find some food products that don't have labels on them, such as fruits and veggies in your produce aisle, because you don't need a label to tell you how healthy and good they are for you. As we warm up and get into the prettier time of year, we also want to think about our physical activity and getting back into your exercise routine. You don't have to join a gym or even change into exercise clothes to have free access to fine piece of exercise equipment, such as stairs. There's no question that climbing stairs regularly can improve cardiovascular fitness and strength. Let's go through the steps. Climbing stairs is primarily an aerobic activity. That is, it gives your heart and circulatory system a workout. It will improve leg strength too. You can start with 25 steps or so and gradually increase the number you climb. You want to keep your back erect or bend slightly forward from your hips. Climbing 2 steps at a time is good exercise for your major leg muscles, notably the quadriceps, and your buttocks, the gluteal muscles. But people with knee problems should be wary of trying this. So if your legs are short or you're having knee problems or joint problems, you don't want to risk injuring any groin muscles or anything else. But going downstairs is also good exercises, as well as there's a lot of different chair exercises that you can find online and YouTube or different places like that. Going down the stairs is good because it uses your thigh muscles, your quadriceps, and to some extent, your hamstrings. You want to be careful to not overextend or lock your knees as you go downstairs, because if you're going down a lot, you may put excessive strain on the knees or develop sore quadriceps, but that soreness will go away the more you do it. To boost fitness, alternate stepping at a moderate pace with brief intervals at a faster pace. If you do go to a gym, stair climbing machines are a good option. You can increase the resistance to boost your workout. Some machines will also give you an upper body workout, such as moving the handles. Leaning on the console or hanging onto the handrails will reduce the intensity of your workout. If you don't have stairs at your work or your home, remember you can always get a small step stool and do some stair steps on your own, or just going to a mall or a community building, Walmart, Lowe's, wherever, and just walking around instead of taking the elevator or instead of just sitting on your couch. Any kind of movement, even if you don't have access to stairs. But if you can't get the steps in with the stairs because of your knee or no access to them, again, just increasing the amount that you're walking around places. Parking in the back of the parking lot when you go somewhere. We're very lucky here in Person County to have several parks with tracks you can walk around or even some walking trails located around the community. Granville County is the same way. They have a fabulous athletic park with plenty of different trails for you and your entire family. This is a great way to make sure your entire family and even your pets, such as your dogs, get their daily exercise. This has been Jennifer Grable, Family and Consumer Science Agent with the North Carolina Cooperative Extension. Thanks for tuning in this week.